Today's here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nedarim Daf Nun Ches. We're beginning at the very last line of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We'll remind ourselves in a moment what yesterday's shiur was about and what that's going to be the question for today. But first we say we're learning Le'ili Nishmas William Polkres, Velvul Ben Beryl. All the Nishmas we learned for Shev and Leah from our learning. So in yesterday's shiur on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, we had the question from Yishmol Ish Kfar Yama or Ish Kfar Diyama, and he said, what happens if a person had a botzel that was planted in the Shemitah year, was subsequently uprooted, and then shakaro b'shvias, and then it was unetol b'shminis, he replanted again in the eighth year. And now, the rabu gidula v'alikoro, and there was more growth in the eighth year, more so than there was in the entire ikor, the part of the onion, which as we spoke out is zaro she'ein kola, it still is going to be there, so do we consider that amount from the Shemitah year to be significant, even though it is potentially batel with the new growths that are in the eighth year, which are hetter gomer? That was the question that Yishmol, who came from either Kfar Yama or Kfar Diyama, asked. We tried to give an answer yesterday. It was inconclusive, although we'll see we're going to refer back to the Shaka V'Tarya towards the end of the shir. In any event, the Gemara says now, on the bottom line of Nun Zayin Mebeis, let us bring a raya to what is the halach in that situation regarding, do we say that the Shemitah part of that onion is batel by the new growths in the 8 year, Elamin Hadol. Let's bring the raya from the following brisa. What's this brisa? The Tanya. We learned in this brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, we turn to Nuchesim Aleph, Kol Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, something that does have a potential heter to it. In other words, there is a way to remove ourselves from this sofek. And as we mentioned many times, a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Chazal have the opinion that why eat it with this question on it when you can just either wait a little bit or do something to it and then eat it without any concern whatsoever. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon tells us, Kol Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, something that could be made into having heter gomer status to it rather than being involved in a machlokas in a taruvis, such as kigon tevel, maaser sheni, hektish, and chadash. So all of these things, the Ran in the top Ran tells us, all of these things were nisari b'chulin. Any one of these items, either the tevel, the hektish, the maaser sheni, the chadash, were all mixed up with heter gomer chulin. So all of these things that we just mentioned have a status of being a dover sheyesh lo matirin, which we'll explain in a minute. And therefore, we could go in this situation and solve our problem and not be involved in a machlokes or involved in a potential where you have to rely upon bittul. So in this situation, go and wait until you go and address the problem rather than relying upon bittul. So in this situation, you have, as in Hagos, it's Yunim Oz Gimel, he tells us what you could do in this situation is would be mafrish aleyan. You can go and take off Chumus and Maestras on this Tevel from another place. You can't take it off from this place because you would potentially be taking off Hulin on something that was Mechuyev and Chumus and Maestras. But go take off Chumus and Maestras to someplace else. As Tosu said, Demotzi Maestro Alav Midamai, Omi Otsa Sheno Nokov. You can take it off from other area, which is only Midrabanan obligated. This is only Midrabanan as well because it's Bata Barovan and Daraisa level. It's only Midrabanan that it's Chayev. And therefore, you could solve our problem, and therefore it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And when you have a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, the Chachamim said that Lo Nosnu Behen Chachamim Shir. That's the next piece of the Gemara in the Braisa. So the rabbi said, we're not going to let you go and allow Bittul in this situation. Go and solve the problem. For example, if it was the Tevo, so go take off Trumas and Maisis on it from someplace else. If it was Maisis Sheni or Hektish, you can go and be po to it, no problem. If it's Chodesh, Chodesh is when you have the Karban Omer brought on the first day of Cholomai Pesach or Nebuch. Nowadays, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So at the end of the first day of Cholomai Pesach, the Issa of Chodesh is no longer extant. So then we allow us to have the new wheat. In this situation, it's now called Yashin. Everything is called Yashin. So just wait till then. And therefore, you get around this problem of having to rely upon a heter, so to say. And therefore, in all of these situations, lo nastu behem chacham shir. The rabbis didn't set up their own shir that it should become batel. However, v'chol dover she'ein lo matirin, for something that there is no way around it. It is aser, and there's no way to get around it. What are examples of this? Could go in Truma. If somebody took off Truma, or He took off Trumas Meiser. After you took off Meiser Rishon, then they take a tenth from that. That's Trumas Meiser. Or Challah. After you make a dough, if it's of a certain size, you have to take off 1/24 of it. If you're a private individual, if you're a baker, you take off 1/48 of it, and you give it to the Kohen. So these are all forms of Truma. So all of these don't have a way to make them Heter. Now, Tosus points out, and this is going to be actually Gemara in tomorrow's Shia, there is a way to make them Heter. Go be Shoel on your taking off Trumas and Meisers. You can undo that. So why don't we call this a Dovr Sheyesh L'Matir? So the Ran explains, the Ramatul called Dovr Sheyesh L'Matir, he says, the apple got the Motzi Litshule Alayu, even though you could technically go ask Shaila, you could do Hatara on your making a Truma or Trumas Meiser or Chala. Nevertheless, Kivin Deleka Mitzvah L'Meyavet Hachi. There is no Mitzvah to do so. Therefore, Lo Mikru Dovr Sheyesh L'Matirin. Come on, as we're going to learn, and you see in the Hagos and Sinum, Oz Dalit, this will be Emir Sashem in tomorrow's Shia. So, as we'll see over there, since there's no mitzvah to do this, we don't consider it something that is automatically considered a Dover Sheh Yesh Lo Matir. And therefore, we consider this still a Dover Sheh Eil Matir. So, Truma, Truma Smaiser Chala, also Arla and Kilaya Karam. There's no way to undo Arla. It's the first 3 years of growth. Whatever grows there, that's it. It's also is Arla. And Kilaya Karam is after it was grown together in a mixture that was not allowed. You have onions growing in a vineyard. So, that is something that is also. It's no way to undo that. It's not something that you made it usher, and therefore you can undo it. So all of these are examples of a kol davar she'en lamatirin, kigon, truma, truma smayse, chala, orla, v'chilaya karem, so nos no behem chacham shirin. In this situation, the rabbis did give a shir that it could become nullified, because in this situation, as the Ran tells us, shafilu nisarvu b'minon, even when it's within the same species, b'telin, truma, u'truma smayse, v'chala, b'meya. So the rabbi set up a shear of meya. If there's 100 against it, the rabbi said, yes, we're going to allow it to be nullified. And with Orla and Kilaya Karim, the shear is b'masayim. U'b'she'enon minon, but if it's mixed with something that it's not its own species, then the din is with no same tam, which is kulon b'shisha, which is 60. So you would be able to detect the taste. That's considered significant. If you can't detect the taste, it's no longer considered significant. So therefore, the shear is batul b'shisha. So it's either batul b'shisha, batul b'meya, or batul b'masayim. So in this situation, Rabbi Shimon said, here you clearly see things that are a davar sheyesh lo matirim, we don't have a shear, but things that are a davar sheein lo matirim, we don't have a shear. Now, the rabbis then said to Rabbi Shimon, Amru lo, wait a second, you didn't include shvius in either category. Velo shvius, but shvius should have been included in dvarim that are ein matirim. Shvius ein lo matirim. Shemitah, you can't undo Shemitah. You can't say, I take back the fact that it's Shemitah. It was a Shemitah year. And yet, it's not included in the group that we just said, that are things that Davar She'ein Lo Matirim, Shemitah doesn't have a matir to it, and yet it should have been included in something that could be batal. And the Gemara says, I'll show you that this is right. It's not, because we learned in the Mishnah in Shvius, it said, HaShvius, if you have Shemitah produce, Oseres Kol Shehu B'mina, it's never going to become batal. Even a small amount of Shemitah will go and make the rest of the thing that it's mixed in with to be Shemitah, to be considered like Shemitah. So it's not bottle with a shear. So it's a kasha on you, Rabbi Shimon. How can you say that? So Amal Hen, Rabbi Shimon says back to the rabbis, now the girsa that we have is af ani lo amarti. Now the girsa that the Ran has is Amal Hem, af hem lo amru el labir. That the chachamim themselves in this Mishnah in Shvius, but the way the Ran has it, the way our girsa is, he says, I only said this, Rabbi Shimon said this, meaning that that's what the Chachamim meant. I agree with them. Either way, whether you say it's that's what the Chachamim said, or this is Rabbi Shimon saying that this is what I agree with the Chachamim, everybody says, Afani lo amarti ela lebir, that this Mishnah in Shvius is only talking about beer. In other words, if there's Shemitah mixed in over there, so then you cannot have the entire mixture eaten after the Zman beer. Now, that's a whole separate question. What exactly does it mean? It can't be used after the Zman beer. According to some, it means you just have to make it hefker. According to others, it means you can't eat it. You have to destroy it. Whatever that definition of beer is, he said, that's what this din is for. It's for beer. When you have Shemitah there, so it's Oseres Koshu B'mina. It's going to aser anything of its type, even if there's only a small amount of Shemitah present. But that's only in regards to the din of beer. Because it's really a davar sheyesh l'matirim. It could be eaten then. As the Ran tells us, the Dibur Maskil, Amr Lahem. He says, Av heim lo amru, the Chachamim didn't say, Shashvius oseris b'choshu b'mino, elo li'inyon shetzorech lechol hatarovis, kodim habir. The din here is that you have to eat it before this man beer. That's a davar sheyesh l'matirim. The kivan she'ev sholi ochlo,
since you can eat it now. Eat it now. Eat it this week. Eat it next week. Don't wait till the Zman Biur. Then it would be a problem. But right now you can eat it. Even though everything has a status of Shemitah, it's all able to be eaten. And therefore, Havalei Kedavar Sheyesh Lo Matir. It's Halachik Lelei Kedavar Sheyesh Lo Matir. And that's why it has no shear. But that's only in regards to the Biur. Avolei Achila, in regards to eating it, the din is b'no same time, which is shishim, like we spoke about in yesterday's shir. So it's batel b'shishim, as the Ran brings us down over here in D. Ramasa, Abul Echila, Komar, Im Nisarvu li achar habir, if it got mixed into something after this amount of beer, Shim Yihu as Osrim, Taruvasa, if in that situation you say it's also with the mashu, Lo Sharu bi Achila, then it wouldn't be able to be eaten, Ben Bimina, Ben Shalobimina, with something of its own species or something that's not of its own species, b'no same time. Alma, what do you see? Gidulin eino nimshachim achara ikor lios kamohu. So we see over here now the answer to Yishmol's question from yesterday's shiur that we opened up today's shiur with, from the fact that you see, and in regards to achila, there is no same time. So then that growth in the eighth year from this onion of Shemitah that was uprooted and then replanted in the eighth year, it doesn't have the din of asuring it. It can be bato b'shishim. And therefore, this is the answer to Yishmol's question. In fact, one would be allowed to have the growth in the eighth year, mavato, the ikar, in the seventh year of the Shemitah that was still present in the eighth year in the ground. So let's now say that we've answered Yishmol's question. Gemara says, not so fast. Vidilma, maybe, hanami l'chumra shiny. The only reason why we allow this over here is because it's l'chumra. What is our case over here in this Mishnah that we just brought down from Shvius? That case was a sixth-year onion that was planted in the seventh year as well. And we said that that growth in the Shemitah year doesn't follow the growth of the sixth year, which was Heter Gomer, but it becomes Usser. That growth is considered separate. Now, this is only a chumra. Here we're saying that we go l'chumra and we say that it has the status of Shemitah. But who says it's the other way around? If it was a seventh year onion and now we have an eighth year growth, who says that we go l'kula to be mevatel, the seventh year Shemitah status? Only in this situation, where it's a sixth year onion, do we say that it automatically doesn't give the status of a sixth year onion to the growth in the seventh year? Because that's l'chumra. But maybe l'kula, when it's a seventh-year onion growing in the eighth year, in that situation, who says that we'll also say that the eighth year can go and nullify the seventh-year growth? So therefore, we don't have a raya from this case. Shmuel says, okay, we'll try again. Elamin ador pashta. So we'll try to bring an answer to Yishmol's question from the following. Now, this is a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah from Shvius as well. And it says, Ditznan, bitzolim sheyardu aleim gishomim. We have over here onions that had rain come upon them, vitzimchu, and then they regrew. Now, what are we talking about? So the Rush tells us that we're dealing here with bitzolim shoshishis. We're dealing here with sixth-year onions, shenichnesu l'shvius vitzimchu, that went into the seventh year and they grew more. The Mefarish explains, Dibra Matzchu bitzolim shoshishis, he says, shiardu mayim gershomim b'shvius, Vitzomchu me elehen below Nitya. They weren't replanted again, but they just grew on their own. So in either event, whether you're dealing with that they were left in the ground like the Rosh says, or that they were just lying on the ground like the Mefarish says, in either event, now they're growing additional growths in what would be the Shemitah year. So the Mishnah continues and tells us, Im hayu olin shelohen, if their leaves shechorin, if the leaves are dark. Now, dark doesn't here mean black. It means a very healthy, dark green. In other words, they're growing well. As the Ran tells us, Imhoyu alin shelohen shechorin asurin. Lav shechorin mamish doesn't mean that they're black. Ela notim l'shachris, they're getting darker. Shezem ochiach shegidulon yofe. That's showing us that they're healthy and they're growing well. And therefore, umikarka shvius niskadu. The only way they would be growing well is that they're getting sustenance from the ground. And therefore, these are considered shvius growths. And therefore, lefiko chasur. And therefore, they're asur. However, the Mishnah continues, horiku, if they are withering to a certain extent, as the Ran tells us, in horiku mutarim, shekivin shem yurokim, they're getting paler. Lav machmas yinika sakarka nisgadlu. Therefore, any growth is there is not coming from the ground because it's a weak type of a growth. Ela machmas habotzlatzlo. They're growing from the onion itself, which is a six-year onion. So in this situation, any growths are considered six-year growths, not from the ground, like the first part of this Mishnah, which would mean that they're seventh-year growths, and Shemitah is Osir, but they're six-year growths, which is Heter Gomer. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us, if they're healthy, strong leaves, they're dark, greenish leaves, so then they're Osir, because that's Shemitah growth. And if they're paler, withering growths, so then that's actually growing just from the onion, which was a six-year onion, and therefore Mutarim. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Chananya ben Atignos Omer, Rabbi Chananya ben Atignos tells us, Im yecholin litolesh be'olin shalahan, if you could pick the leaves up and the onion from underneath will come out with it, then asurim. As the Ran explains in Dibra Maskel Micholin litolesh, he says, Debechi hai gabna murcha milsa shinyini kosum yofe. If you're able to lift up the leaves and the onion comes with it, it shows that that's a strong, healthy growth, and therefore it must have grown from the ground, and therefore that's why they're asur. And the Rush adds, in the Ramaskal, in Micholin, Litlo, she says, Afa Pishlo Hishliru. This is true, according to Rabbi Chananya ben Antignos, even Afilu, that they didn't become darker. Shalo Hishliru. Im Ha'alin Shalhen Chazokin, if the leaves, even though they haven't become dark, healthy green, are strong enough that when you lift them up by the leaves, the onion comes with it. Shochsim Ba'alin, Vitoshin, Osam, Minakarka, you can uproot the onion in the ground. Biyadua, it's a definite fact. Shegodlu b'tzolim in agishomim, that the rain did improve them and they grew from the ground. V'nischasku shomali kain hayu ha'alin nifrachim, because if it wasn't so, the leaves would have ripped and torn, and you never would have been able to pull up the onion. So Rabbi Chananya ben Antignos adds, and he says, even though they're not dark, if you're able to lift up the onion by just pulling at the leaves, so then it's certainly going to be a shvius growth. Uchenegdon lematzei shvius, and the exact opposite would be in the matzei shvius, if this was a seventh year onion, and now you're talking about the eighth year, so in that situation, if you can pull it up from the leaves, it must have grown in the eighth year, and therefore mutarim. And therefore, here's our raya lemeimro de gidulei heter malin esu iser. Then you can see that we do consider the eighth year to overpower, if it's enough against it, if the shishim against it, to overpower the seventh year, and you can eat the whole thing. So therefore, this answers Yishmael's question by saying that here we have a proof that the additional growth in the eighth year of heter can nullify the seventh year status of being Shemitah. Versus again, here, we can argue the Dilma b'miduchonin. We're dealing over here with a case where they were miduchonin. What does miduchonin mean? So if you look in the bottom run, Dilma miduchonin, he says, shedoch, that you chop, v'shochak, and you cut up, habitzolim, and then in oschof, in the hagos tziyunim, he adds and he says, that the hainu kodem nitiosim, this is before you planted it. So it was taken out of the ground in the seventh year, chopped up, and then put back into the ground. And this, the Hagos Tzidim says, is going to be what we're going to learn on the Omud Beis. The Ran is going to say this Beferish on the Omud Beis in the next time we have the Dilma B'Madchunin. So he says the same thing over here and is on the Omud Beis. And therefore, the Ran continues over here. The Kivon, we're talking here Bim Duchonin, we're dealing over here with them being crushed and chopped up and then replanted. So these are going to be green. They're not the same as full-fledged Isser Shemitah. And therefore, we don't have the growth following after it. But under a normal situation, the growths would still be strong, and it would not be bato from the eighth year growths. So therefore, the Gemara wants to suggest that this case is different. You can't be in the Araya from this case, because we're talking here that they were uprooted in the seventh year, and then chopped up, and only then replanted. And in that situation, the eighth year can be mevatalit. But if you didn't chop it up, it was still left in the ground, and it grew, the eighth year would not be mevatel, and we don't have an answer to Yishmael's question. So Gemara tries again. Elamin Adot. The following brisa, the Tanya, we learned in the following brisa, we turn to Nunches Omud Beis, this brisa is going to give us the answer to Yishmael's question. Hamenachesh im hakusi. If a person goes and does nichush, nichush over here means to weed the field, and he's talking here about a field of chosoyos. Chosoyos, we're going to learn on this Amud in a moment, is dealing with things that are not kola hazera. The zera remains behind it. As you can see in Tosfos Dibur Maaseh B'Chosoyos, Beforish Lekamen, on the daf, we're going to have, this is talking about luf and shum and batzel, various types of growth, such as luf which is a type of onion, shum, which is garlic, and batzo, which is other types of onions. So all of these, zaro lo kola, when you plant them, so they retain their status, they don't get destroyed. And therefore, in all of these things, so when you go and plant such items, they're going to still have the status of the ikur still being there. So if you're going and pruning im hakusi, now the reason why it says that you're doing this with the kusi, because you wouldn't otherwise have the shilas that come up, because unless you happen to be working with him, you would never eat from the kusi, because they weren't careful with various dinim of trumos and maisos and other dinim, so therefore you wouldn't normally eat with them. But here, since you're mechanachish with them, you're working the field with them, so you're going to eat from their stuff. And that's why the Ran explains why we're dealing over here with a menachishim akusi. So the din is, if you're working with him, you're allowed to go and eat ochel mehem achilas arai, because even if it was pure tevel, there's no problem. A person who's working on a field is allowed to take a snack. He's allowed to eat what's called an achilas arai, a temporary snack type of an eating, not having a full meal there, because that's the din. When you're working on a field, you're allowed to go and have an achilas arai. However, if you then go take stuff back to your house, uma asrun vada, you definitely take off trumas and maisos. We assume that even if this was replanted, so he never took off trumas and maisos in the first time, and therefore you have to take off trumas and maisos from it no matter what. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, im Yisrael choshed al shvius, if you're dealing over here with a yid who is suspected of not keeping the Shemitah year, chas v'shalom. As Tosu says in Dibra Maslam, Yisrael Choshel al Shvius, he says, Umenacheshimo, now you're working with him, B'motze Shvius, and you have to be concerned that he planted this during the Shemitah year. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, even though you're working with the Yisrael Choshel al Shvius, L'motze Shvius, in the eighth year, it is Mutter. Why is that? Because L'meimra, it must be, the Gidulei Heter Malin Asiyasa, because there's more growth in the eighth year. There's more than 60 against the growth that was present in the seventh year, and therefore the eighth year is able to nullify the seventh year. Ah, that's the answer to Yishmael's question. Mora says, no, V'dilma, V'dovish, Shazaro Kola. Maybe it's dealing over here with something that is totally used up, and everybody agrees if the item is no longer extant, so then you are allowed to get benefit without having to be concerned about the original item, because the original item is not there. So it says, no, we're talking about chasoyos. Hatanya, elu ein chasoyos, which are by definition, kigon haluf, hashum, v'abetzolim, these various types of onions or garlic, which by definition are something that is zaro, not kolobo, ein zaro kolobo. So therefore, we're definitely dealing over here with something that's still extant. Where it says, well, maybe we're dealing here with Dilma b'miduchanin, like we said on the Omen Aleph, maybe dealing over here that it was taken out from the Shemitah year, then crushed, and only now put back. And that's why it's Heter, only because it doesn't have the significance of still being planted from the Shemitah year. It's been crushed, and therefore it's not the same. But if it had been still planted, it wouldn't be nullified by the growth in the eighth year. So Gemara says, no, choshud ala shviyas ktani. We're dealing specifically over here with a person that were choshud, as Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, the person unfortunately planted during the Shemitah year. So he's not going to take it out and then crush it. Only somebody who was concerned about Shemitah would do something like that, but not somebody that wasn't. So we're dealing here with a person that is choshen al shvius, so therefore there's no way he's uprooting it, crushing it, and then replanting it. Gemara says, well, maybe vidum b'tarobes, maybe, you know, what we're dealing with over here is that these were all mixed together. As the Ran says, vidum b'tarobes, he says, klomar shinis arvu me'elein, ahakach, you know what we're dealing with over here? After you picked this, only then did it get mixed up with others. And maybe that's why we say it's batel b'shishim. But if it's still in the ground, so then it's not batel. The growths aren't able to be mevatelit. So Gemara says, no, hamenachesh k'tani. We're dealing over here with a person who was weeding it with him, and therefore it's at this time that it was permissible to eat. There's no possibility that they got mixed up with something else at the time that you're pruning them and weeding them, so therefore that can't be it. So therefore, we have answered the question of Yishmael and said that, in fact, things grown in the eighth year can nullify those things that from the Shemitah year. So his original question is now answered. Where it says, so wait a second, we had two opinions. If you remember from yesterday's shir, we had the opinion of Yochanan and Rav Yonah's son that said that you can't eat them. So therefore, Leima Tevet Yufta, this is a brisa. It would knock off the opinion of the Amoraim of Rav Yochanan and Rav Yonasan. As the Ran reminds us, we had learned in yesterday's shir, in Dibra Masul, Leima Tevi Tiyufta, he says, the Rav Yochanan, the Omer Le'el, he said in Nun Zayin Amabez in yesterday's shir, that we had the sapling that was attached, grafted onto the older plant. So he said, if there were growths already on the sapling, those are Osir as Arla, and any new growths are technically Heter garment because it's Zakena, they're post Arla. And Rav Yochanan had said that the growths that are growing when it's a zakena cannot nullify the growths when it's a sapling. So therefore, that seems to go against what we just said now, that the 8th year growths can nullify the 7th year growths, so therefore the zakena growths should be able to nullify the original sapling growths. So Akasha on Rav Yochanan. And likewise, on Rav Yonah's son, what did he say? Ran continues and he reminds us, Rav Yonah's son, the Yomel El, also on Nun Zayin with Beis, Batzel Shinetol Bekarim, you had planted a onion in a vineyard, so therefore it was Kilayim. Then you uprooted the vineyard and the onion continued to grow. So the growth after the vineyard has been removed is heter growth, that's not Kilayim. The growth before the vineyard removed, that was Kilayim. But now you've grown so much more of the onion that it should be Mevatel, the original Kilayim onion growth. So we had said over there that Rav Yonason holds Afal Pishinek Karo Kerem Osir. So again, both Rav Yonason and Rav Yochanan Amosvilu the Engi Dula Malinasa Ikar. So it should be Tiyufta from our Brisa that should go against what these two Amoraim said. So one says, no, it's not a Tiyufta to them. Why not? Because Rav Yitzchok explains Shanya Shvius. Our case is a din of Shvius, Shmita. Howel the Isura Aide Karka. This, the ground causes the Isser, as opposed to, in the case of Rav Yonah's son, it was the Kilayim aspect, the fact that there was something else growing there. In the case of Rav Yochanan, it was the fact that you grafted it. It wasn't the ground that did something. So therefore, those are different. When you're dealing over here with the ground, Shan Yoshvias, Ho Visura Aide Karka, since it's the Karka itself that makes the Isser, Betelosa Nami Aide Karka. So even in the ground, it can go and nullify it. That doesn't apply, however, to the case of Rav Yonah's son or Rav Yochanan. And therefore, it's not a Tiyufta to them. So Gemara says, wait a second then. Hari Meiser, if you're telling me that it's the ground that makes all the difference over here, and that's why the Shemitah is different, so then by Meiser, the Surah Aide Karka, Meiser is also something that comes from the ground. When you grow something in the ground, you have to take Meiser from it, so the Isser is from the ground, isn't it? Nevertheless, the Ein B'Tei Loso Aide Karka, but in that situation, we don't allow the additional growth to nullify what previously had been Mechoyev, the Trumas of Meiser. What is that? The Tanya. We learn in the following Brisa. Litra Meiser Tevel. If a person had a certain measure, a litra, that's a certain weight, and he had planted that, he had uprooted it originally, it was Tevel, so he had Litra Meiser Tevel, and then Shazora, he then replanted it, Bakarka, and now it grew much more, Vishpicha, to the point that it was now 10 times as much. So you have now a total of Arehu Ke'eser Litra. Now you have 10 times as much. So 1/10 of this is Tevel, and the other 10th is new growth. Now, Chayevis b'maiser uvishvius. When did this new growth grow? In the Shemitah year. So you have the original 1/10 of this litra that was tevel, that you planted now in the Shemitah year, and it's growing in the Shemitah year, so it has the din of both the maiser, in other words, the 1/10 that was originally there, which tevel, you still have to take off maiser from it, and the stuff, the other 9/10, the other 9 litra that grew in the Shemitah year, so they had the din of Shemitah. Now, you can't take off the Trumas of Maisus from these 10 because maybe you're taking it off from something that's not Mechoyev in Trumas of Maisus, i.e. the stuff that grew in the Shemitah year. So you take it off from someplace else. Levi Cheshbon, you calculate out. You take off, you have 10 litra over here, so 1 litra's worth of Trumas of Maisus you have to take off from someplace else. Now, what do you clearly see? Here you see that this is not Bata. We don't say that the new 9/10 growths are going to nullify the one growth that was there previously. So the Gemara answers, we turn to Nuntes Amud Aleph, not a problem. Amre, we would answer that this is different. The ground doesn't make the establishment of Meiser. You know what makes the establishment of Meiser? Meiser digun hu de kogorim le. In regards to Meiser, it's the digun, it's the piling it up together. It's calling into the status of being dogon that makes it mechuyev in Trumas of Meisers. And until you do that, as the Ran says in the top Ran, shayidei digun, Mischayev Meiser, v'lo Aide Karka. It's the fact that you make it into dogon, the digon, the piling it up. That's when you make it into a kri. Now the chiyav v'trumas Meisers comes into play. Before that, there's technically no chiyav v'trumas Meisers, and therefore this is different. This is like the orla and the sapling situation. This is like the kilayim situation with the onion that grew in the vineyard. So these are different, and therefore there's no shaila on this that it should be like the Shemitah, which is a pure din in the ground, as opposed to Maisa, which is a din of digun. So therefore, we don't have a kasha on Rav Yochanan or Rav Yonah's son. It's a good point for us to stop to share. We're not still done with the sugya. We did have the single. Remember, yesterday we had the two opinions. We said we didn't follow the two opinions of Yochanan and Yonasan, and instead we followed the single opinion that we had brought down from Yitzhak Nafcha in the name of Rav Chanina Trisa in the name of Rav Yanai. So tomorrow, Emir Tzashem will explain why there is no kasha on that shita from our discussion and from an upcoming Gemara. With this, we conclude today's share.